we got an email from the faculty union saying that on Tuesday they offered to meet again, and the administration said no. So the next meeting will be Friday, is that right?
Yeah, and that's, you know, I don't want that to be misunderstood. What happened was there are actually three parties that are involved with these negotiations, the third one being the federal mediators. And, you know, we'd love to be meeting every day, but the mediators have other mediations they're doing as well, and they weren't available. Our next regularly scheduled mediation is tomorrow. Now, we were able to move that up. It was scheduled earlier, I understand, to start at 1, and now we'll be starting at 9. So that's going to give us additional time. But we're really anxious to get back to the bargaining table. I think everyone is.
Okay. And the faculty email also said that the main sticking points are the non-discrimination policy regarding parental status, political affiliation, and military status, and the process for faculty retention, promotion, and tenure. Are those the main sticking points from your point of view?
The first issue you mentioned, I haven't seen the email you're referencing, so it's hard for me to really assess that. We have a number of issues that are outstanding, and the first one is not one that I've heard much about, but the bargaining team, you know, they may have had some discussions about it. We do have a number of areas, and in other areas, of course, we've put a financial package on the table that needs to be talked through as well. The really important point is that the union leadership has really expressed an interest in continuing at the table with good faith bargaining. We absolutely agree with them on that. We're going to get back there tomorrow, and we're really going to work as hard as we can to put this together.
Okay, and this strike is coming at a really critical time for students because finals. I know some classes are already having finals this week, but next week is the official finals week. Have you heard any concerns from students or parents?
Oh, most certainly. We've heard concerns from students and parents. And, but part of our job is to keep students as informed as we possibly can. So a week ago, we distributed a very comprehensive set of frequently asked questions for students and parents as well as for employees. I think that has been very, very helpful. Many faculty have been communicating with students. And, of course, there are classes that are going on because each individual faculty member makes their own choice about whether or not they're going to have their class. So there are classes that are meeting, there are classes that are not meeting, but really it would be really best for everyone if we could bring this strike to an end, and we're really hopeful that we can do that as soon as possible.
So the faculty on strike are the ones with tenure or tenure track?
That's correct.
Can you tell me what percentage of the overall faculty are in that category? And I know that UIS has many adjunct faculty members as well.
Right. Well, we have a total of about 350 faculty who teach classes at UIS, some on a part-time basis. And the brand new bargaining unit, the faculty union, consists of somewhere in the neighborhood of 165 tenure earning faculty.
Okay, so just slightly less than half of the overall faculty.
Well, that's in terms of number of faculty, but tenure earning faculty do teach a majority of the classes. So a strike by tenure earning faculty has the potential to affect a lot of courses.
Now, I know that these negotiations have gone on for quite a while, going on 2 years, is my understanding?
That's correct.
So, and you sound very positive and very optimistic at this moment and very, very open to a settlement. What's been the problem for the past 2 years?
Well, let me start by saying you're absolutely correct. We've been negotiating for a long time, and this is the very first union contract. The first union contract is always the toughest one to do. You're writing it together word by word, and there is no doubt it is a test of everyone's patience on all sides. We've been working with federal mediators since August, and I think that has been helpful. Our mediators have been been very, very helpful. And of course, they'll be back. They're continuing to work with us. And we're even going to be offering to work through the weekend if that would be helpful. This has gone on for a long time. That's one of those many things we all agree on. I can't agree that there has been foot dragging. From the very beginning of these negotiations, I have been directing the administrative negotiating team to negotiate in good faith. They have been doing that. There's a lot of learning that goes on both sides, and that's part of that process because it's the first one. I don't think much has changed about that, except that, you know, there's certainly a sense of urgency now that maybe might not have been there a year ago. That's really hard for me to say because I certainly cannot speak for the union. But I think the important point at this point is that I think we're ready to get a settlement. I mean, I don't want to set up some kind of a false deadline, but I just have a sense that people really would like to get this settled. Certainly the university would like to get this settled. So I don't mean to express an overly optimistic view. This is hard. This is difficult. It's going to require give and take and negotiations. That's what negotiations are all about. That's what this is all about. But we'll be going into that meeting tomorrow with great good faith. And a couple things that really keep me going here are first, that I have the deepest respect for our faculty. They do a tremendous job in the classroom. Our students greatly appreciate them, and I hear on almost a daily basis stories of student success because of our faculty. I'm a faculty member myself, and in my 6 years at UIS, I've grown to be more and more appreciative of the faculty. So nobody wants a settlement more than I do.
Okay, but this is the first time that there's been the possibility of negotiating over the weekend, correct?
I haven't necessarily been directly involved in any conversations about that, so I can't verify that. But I'm just saying, at this point, it's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday, and if they're making progress and they want to keep going, I'm really encouraging them to do so.
I told you what the faculty email said and the 2 points that they say are the hang-ups, and you also mentioned the salary piece. Where do those rank? I mean, do you see the salary piece as being more of a sticking point than the other two? You know, they didn't even mention that.
Right. Well, I can tell you, I think the salary is important. Because since my arrival here as chancellor in my first year, when I did an analysis of our faculty salaries, I realized that many of our faculty are paid below the level of our peers. And I've been concerned about that because it affects your ability to recruit and retain great people. So I think paying solid salaries to deserving people is a very important part of what we do. And since wages are part of the collective bargaining, of course, I think it's important to address that. So we have put what I think is a robust salary package in front of the union leadership, despite the fact that these are very, very difficult budget times. And among the other things we need to discuss, we're anxious to hear back from them what they think about what we're offering.
The reason I see you at the State House is because you're down there lobbying for the state to make an appropriation for higher education, which we haven't had for 2 years, a real appropriation.
That's right.
Does the strike help or hinder that effort?
Well, I think I heard Amanda Vinicky say the other day on the radio that it's been something like 672 days since we've had a budget. And of course, this is an increasingly threatening reality for the University of Illinois, as it is for all of public higher ed. So does the strike help or hinder? It's hard really to assess how much it might hinder, but I certainly don't think it helps, because again, it distracts, and it's you know, it's not positive. As you may know, thanks to the great faculty and staff we have, UIS has been doing remarkably well despite the budget crisis. And I really believe the best way for us to move through this crisis and withstand that adversity that's coming to us from the outside is to stand together and move forward together. And that's why we're really determined to conclude these negotiations in a way that's going to feel successful for the faculty and for the university.